This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The jury in the highest-profile U.S. police trial in decades says it has reached a verdict on Tuesday. It is the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. The black man died in police custody with Chauvin's knee on his neck almost 1 year ago. Video of the arrest led to protests over racism and policing in the U.S. and across the world last summer. The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota is on edge with fears of unrest, and there is high security downtown and in other U.S. cities. The verdict arrives after about 10 hours of jury deliberations over 2 days. It is expected to soon be read in court. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's praying the verdict is the right verdict and believes the case to be overwhelming. Biden said Tuesday he was only weighing in on the trial into the death of George Floyd because the jury in the case had been sequestered. He confirmed he called Floyd's family on Monday and said he can only imagine the pressure and anxiety they are feeling. Chad's military says its longtime leader, President Idriss Deby, was killed after being wounded during a visit to frontline troops on the battlefield. The announcement on national radio and television Tuesday came just hours after he was declared the winner of an election that would have given him another 6 years in office. The 68-year-old Deby took power in a rebellion in 1990 and was one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, surviving a number of coup attempts. The military quickly announced Deby's son as the Central African nation's interim leader. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday invited his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to meet in Ukraine's war-torn east. Tensions are high, and in recent weeks, fighting has intensified between Ukraine's army and pro-Russian separatists, a long-running conflict. Russia is accused of massing thousands of troops at the Ukrainian border. The European Union estimates the number of Russian troops at more than 100,000. Alexei Navalny's doctors were again denied access Tuesday to the jailed Kremlin critic, despite growing concern over the failing health of the hunger-striking Russian opposition figure. President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken opponent launched a hunger strike March 31st, demanding proper medical treatment for a number of ailments. Nearly 3 weeks into the hunger strike, his doctors over the weekend warned Navalny's health was failing so rapidly he could die at any minute. The United States threatens Russia with consequences in the event of his death. Libya says flights between Tripoli and Cairo will restart on Wednesday after more than 6 years. Libya's prime minister also announced Tuesday the Egyptian embassy will reopen soon. Egypt closed its Tripoli embassy and halted flights in 2014 during conflicts between rival governments. Blood clots should be listed as very rare side effects of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, but its benefits still outweigh the risks, the EU's drug watchdog said Tuesday. The European Medicines Agency said in a statement that it had found a possible link between the vaccine and the clots, following 8 such cases in the United States, one of which was fatal. Concerns over the vaccine by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson and the shot by rival drug maker AstraZeneca have dampened hopes that vaccines could offer a swift end to the pandemic. Mexican President Andrés Manuel Obrador received the AstraZeneca vaccine against COVID-19 at his regular daily news conference Tuesday. The 67-year-old who had contracted the coronavirus in January said he wanted to encourage all older adults to also get vaccinated. And a sweeping fire on South Africa's iconic Table Mountain is almost fully contained on Tuesday, officials say. It choked Cape Town with smoke and destroyed several historic sites, including a university library. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.